It's Getting Personal, Judges 8, 18 through 21.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Then he said to Ziba and Zalmunna, "What kind of men were they whom you killed at Tabor?" They answered, "They were like you, each one resembling the child of a king." He said, "They were my brothers, the sons of my mother. As Yahweh lives, if you had saved them alive, I would not kill you." He said to Jether, his firstborn, "Get up and kill them." But the youth didn't draw his sword, for he was afraid because he was yet a youth. Then Ziba and Zalmunna said, "Rise and fall on us, for as the man is, so is his strength." So Gideon rose and killed Ziba and Zalmunna, and took the crescents that were on their camels' necks. Sin in the heart of man is extremely deceptive. It may not be visible for a long time. All it takes is a little seed that we allow to grow, and eventually it will be difficult to stop. There are some bad things that are showing up here in Gideon's life, but they aren't that obvious yet. It is kind of strange that Gideon would ask his son to kill the kings. Could it be that he was trying to avoid his own responsibility? We don't know for sure. We do see that his son didn't have the courage to do it. It's important to understand that this youth was over 20 years old, because we know that this is the age that an Israeli joined the military. The way that this young man responded was quite a bit like how Gideon started out, isn't it? The way that we live is what usually gets passed on to our children, not necessarily what we say. I do believe that these kings were supposed to be killed no matter what. They did kill Gideon's brothers, but I believe that God would have wanted them to be killed whether or not Gideon's brothers were involved. These men had oppressed God's people. I do not think it was a good thing for Gideon to declare that he would not have killed them had it not been personal. It sounds to me like Gideon was starting to represent himself instead of his commander. Finally, Gideon took the decorations on the king's camels. God must have mentioned that for a reason. We know that Gideon was from a poor family, and it is very likely that he was paying attention to ways that he might improve his situation a little. We need to be very careful about little sins. There really isn't any such thing from God's perspective. Even small things in the heart are a very big deal and will keep us from God if we don't turn away from them. We will see that something isn't quite right in Gideon's life as his story continues, and it may be that something was already going wrong here.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.